Declaring God's Word, a daily devotion by Derek Prince. January the 15th. Full Rites of Redemption.
This week's teaching looks at how, through the blood of Jesus, all of our sins can be forgiven. Today, Derek shows us how it's the blood of Jesus' sacrificial death that buys us the rights of our redemption into God's family. In Ephesians 1:7, we see this provision on the blood of Jesus.
In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace.
The forgiveness of our sins is purchased for us by the blood of Jesus. Compare this verse with what Jesus said at the Last Supper in Matthew 26:28, as he gave the disciples the cup, which was the emblem of his blood.
Matthew chapter 26 and verse 28. For this is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for many for the remission or forgiveness of sins.
Hebrews 9:22 says that without shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. So the blood of Jesus was shed that our sins might be forgiven. You'll notice that in Ephesians 1:7, Paul made these two things coextensive: redemption through the blood of Jesus and the forgiveness of sins. This is very important to understand, because we have the full legal rights of redemption only insofar as our sins are forgiven. Listen to this proclamation and make it your own.
Thank you, Lord, for the blood of Jesus. I proclaim that because all my sins are forgiven by his blood, I now have the full legal rights of redemption. Through the blood of Jesus, all my sins are forgiven. Amen.
Derek Prince Ministries, reaching the unreached, teaching the untaught.